Vayter in Shaspir and Bava Basa Davdal picking up on Gimel Beis by the bottom of the page. We left off with the idea of Herod, and we know that Herod was in Eved, but he became a Melech, and he wasn't too happy with the fact that maybe people were not going to be happy with him that he was an Eved Melech. You know, an Eved should become a Melech, so he wants to make sure he's going to get rid of all those people that are going to maybe stop them. Amar, he said, Man Darish, be careful, Chechot is a Melech a Melech. Who is the one who darshins a pasuk from the midst of your brothers? You shall place a king upon you, meaning that it's not allowed to be a Eved. Rabbanan to Rabbanan, Kam Kat Linu. But it's got to be killed all the rabbis. Not all of them, but most of them, majority of the rabbis. Shavka the Bubba Mbuta, the Mishka Yitzhak, but he left over Bubba Mbuta because he knew Chachamim are pretty smart. You want to take Yitzhak from him. Beep, turn the page. Dalamanav. Ahadale Kalila Diyale Nakrinu Leine. He put around his head a crown. Rashi says, Hanokam Takrinu Yale, Vusharan Sugar, Visaro Kasha. Yeah, so this thing was made out of very sharp. Like hairs, kamachte, like needles. Va'asala atara me'oro svivav einav. He put it, made like a crown around his eyes, and what happened was it ended up poking out his eyes and became blind. So he wanted to test him to see, like, is he still, you know, is he maybe also going to rebel against him? So he pulls a little stick and he approaches him, pretending not to be the melech, and saying, let's go and revolt against the king. But Baba Muta doesn't do that. And then he realizes, wow, Chachamim weren't really going to rebel against me. I feel really bad for killing them all. I got to do tshuva. What can I do tshuva? And he tells him, basically, rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Yom Echad, also, he also became a son in front of Omer Chazi Marai of the Bisha Maikovid. Unbelievable. Look at this terrible person, this Russia. What he's doing over here. How could he have done such a thing? Said the Baba Muta. How could he behave by killing everyone and doing this to you? Amalei, my Eved lay. So he said back to him, so what do you want me to do? What should I do? Amalei, Nilti Emar, go ahead and curse him. Kill the curses, king. This person, Amalei, Ksiv, he says, well, how am I going to go do that? Gamba Madach HaMelech HaTakala, even in your thoughts. You don't curse a king, so no, I'm not going to curse him. Amalei Haila Melechu, he says, yeah, but this guy's not a king. So, you know, he was an Eved, so you can curse him. Amalei V'Levi Eshir Be'alma, he said, well, even if he was just a very rich guy, and he says, even in your inmost chambers, and even in your room, you know, go and you curse the people that are rich. V'loi Ela Nasi, and even if it was just a Nasi, he was just a leader, I wouldn't go and curse him. K'siv Nasi Mamchal Osar. Pasuk says, you have a Nasi, you have a prince or a ruler, a leader that's too many people, you don't go and you curse him. So, king, no king, good man, I can't curse him. So he says, no, that's only talking about people that are Osei Maisa Amcha, people that are going and following the right way. My love Osei Maisa Amcha, is not doing it. So you can go, you can curse him. Amalei, Mr. Finamine. So he says to him, I'm scared of him. I'm scared, you know, I'm going to go and curse him. It's a terrible, I'm scared to do such a thing. And he said, oh no, there's no one here who's going to come and tell him. Like, I won't tell. Just go ahead, curse this guy, you know, for his behavior. It's you and me that are sinning. No, so it's here. A bird of the sky is going to carry the sound, and a winged creature is going to betray the matter. Meaning to say, you never know who's there. Like, you know, the walls have ears. You know, a little birdie once told me. The stomach where the expression comes from this pasuk over here in Koheles. So Amalei, Anohu, he was like so impressed that he didn't curse him or what's going on. He's like, it's me. Yavi Yadana desire Rabbanu Kulei. I've had another chum are so careful. Then Lo Avikatilu, I never would have gone and killed him in the first place. Hashda Maitakanti Daugava. What can that person do in order to fix himself? In order to speak about himself, I got to act like tshuva. Amalei says to him, Hu Kiba Oro Shalolam. Well, this guy destroyed the light of the world. He extinguished the light of the world. These are the Chachamim. So the mitzvahs are like a candle, and the Torah is like a light. So go ahead and be involved with the thing that brings light to the world. In others, we build the Beis HaMikdash, and all the nations will be drawn to it, towards it, but also the Lashon Nar is Lashon of light. So go rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Some say that this is what he said to him. Who simei in shalom? You went and blinded the light, the eyes, the eye of the world. I mean, there's a chachamim, they're the eyes of the world. So d'chsev haya im me'enei ha'ida. Right? Oh, there's no blinder strikes again. This is parasha. And if it was the eyes of the eid of the congregation, yelch b'isasik me'enei shalom. Right? And if through the eyes of the congregation, meaning the chachamim, so go and be b'isasik me'enei shalom. Go and deal with things that are the eye of the world. Rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, which is also called the eye. Gaon uschem mechmerei nechem. Behold, I will destroy my temple, the pride of your strength, and the desire of your eyes. Right, so we say, go ahead and be the Beis Hamikdash. Amar lei mistafinim el mechutz. He says, but I'm scared. I'm scared of Malchus. Rashi says, kfufim hayu the Malchus rumayim. Right, even though he was ruling over the Yidden over here. So I like so die so die the neshamas from Yidden. Even though they were kafuf, they were lower than the Malchus Rome. He says, I don't want to go and mess with Rome. You know, if I go ahead and I'm going to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. Amar lei shtar shlicha. He says, no, this is what you're going to do. Okay, this is what you got to do. Send a shliach to Rome in order to go and ask Rishus. V'lezu shata. But when he should take him a year until he gets there. V'lakev shaita. And let him stay there for a year in order to talk and discuss it. V'lezu shaita. And come back for a year. And during those 3 years, you can go and you can build it. You're going to destroy whatever's left of the first Beis Hamikdash. And, you know, go and rebuild it. And then what are they going to do? They get upset? You ask permission from them. So they don't worry about it. Avdi Achi, so Herod did that. He went ahead and he sent his guy out. And during that time, the 3 years, he went and built the Beis HaMikdash. Shalchulei. When the guy came back, he came back with a message. Shalchulei, the Rome sent the following idea. Im lo sazarta al tistar. If you didn't go and destroy the this is left over the remnants, and don't do it. Im sazarta al tistar. And if you already did that, do not rebuild it. Don't rebuild it. Im sazarta manisa. And if you actually destroyed it and you rebuilt it, then avde bisha basa davdinon mismalchin. You're a Russia of a slave that asked permission only after you went ahead and you did something. Better to say sorry than ask permission, right? Well, that's what they got upset about. So, and they said back to him, they continue with im zaincha alach safuch kan. You know, if you got your weapons with you, you should just know that we have your book over here. Rashi says im nizgois bekli milchamtecha. Like if you're feeling gaivadik over the fact that you went to war, sharakta beis adrech, and you killed, you know, your master. We have the genealogy in our hands. We know that you're just a slave. You're not, as we're going to see, meaning a king and not the son of a king. Hordas avda kalanya misabed. Hordas Herod. Hordas the slave. He made himself free. So now the question is, what does that word mean? My recha. What does it mean when it says the lashon of recha? Malchusa means a king. It says in Shmuel that I am today a young and anointed king. Another answer is, Avreich. And they called Yosef an Avreich. What's an Avreich? Av being father, Rach is king, and that he was the father of the king, meaning he would give advice to Pyro. That's what it means. Amri Mishalo Rabinyan, notice anyone who didn't see the binyan, the building of Hordos of Herod, the low Rabinyan Ami, Ami never saw a beautiful building in your life. It was gorgeous. My banya, how did he build it? Amri Avni Shaisha, Omarma. He built it with Avni Shaisha. It says Shayish, Yarok, green Shayish. It's called Bayish, Shakar Bayish. Oh, Mirma is Shayish Love, it has whitened it. So it was like these green and white Shayish marble. He could Amri. Not only did it have the idea of the green and white, but also had blue. It's like blue. So it's blue, green, and white marble. Blue stones that were blue. That's the Avne Kukla. And these green and white marble. Apik Safa Vail Safa. It was staggered in a way that it went a little in, it went a little out. And it looked quite beautiful. In order to be able to go and to hold the cement, that's why they had to make areas to be able to hold it. He decided he was going to go ahead and he wanted to cover it over with gold. The Chacham said to him, "Now leave it like it is." The Hachi Shapir, this is even more beautiful. The Mechseki ki advisa diyama. It looks like an advisa diyama. It says galayayam waves of the sea. Shem na'in v'nadin v'ayin misasheshes b'yosan. It's a beautiful sight. It's a lot of delight, right? Right, that's the lashon over here of misasheshes b'yosan. There, I think so. Right, it's a delight for them. Ubava barbuta ichyavede above barbuta. The question is, we said above ben buta, above barbuta. How could he have done such a thing over here that went in and gave advice to Hordas? Right, what's he doing? V'amar of Yehuda Mara, v'tamer of Yeshua ben Levi, mipnei manenesh Daniel. Why was Daniel punished? Rashi is the coming of Farish Onshu. He's going to explain what his punishment was soon. Mipnei she he see eats Nebuchadnezzar because he gave advice to Nebuchadnezzar. Shenemar, the pasuk says, what happened was Nebuchadnezzar had this crazy dream, and Daniel came along and he interpreted the dream. What's going to happen is that you're going to get the smackdown because of your behavior, but you can actually delay your punishment if you do certain steps. So mipnei she he gave him etza. Shenemar lahein malka Milki Yishpar Aloch v'chatoch b'tzidka pruk v'av yosach B'michan onion hein to evi arka l'shleivasach. He says, let my advice be agreeable to you. Redeem your sins with tzedakah, with charity, and your iniquity with graciousness to the poor. And this way, there's going to be an extension of your shalva, your tranquility. Uksiv, kolam mital nevuchadnetzar malka. And then it says that all of these punishments that came from this dream actually helped nevuchadnetzar. Uksiv, l'ksas yarchin treyasar. And it says after that, at the end of 12 months. In other words, what happened was, because he listened to Daniel, although he did get the smack, then he had a whole year of delay because of that. But Daniel did such a thing, and he was punished because of what he did. So how could it be? Daniel, he was able to survive this, but he got punished. How could give advice over here to Hordus? You could say over here different few answers. Number one is maybe because he was a slave, and therefore he chayv mitzvahs. He's chayv to do mitzvahs because, you know, an evidence is the same din of an isha, of a woman. So therefore he's given the mitzvah of tshuva. But Nebuchadnezzar was a guy, so Daniel shouldn't have done it. Yibayi seim ashani beis hamigdash. The beis hamigdash is different. The lo malchus lo mizmeni, because without the malchus, we weren't able to go and rebuild the beis hamigdash. Right, the losagile below Malka, the Masosha Shas puts in over there, that I wouldn't be able to do it without the Malchus, and therefore that's why he went and did such a thing in order for the base to be built. But Daniel, how do we know Daniel actually was punished? Where do we find that that's the case? Ilay Mishum Dechsev Vatikra Esther Lasach, right, it says by in Esther, and Esther called to Hasach, from Rav Hasach is Daniel, and this Hasach was Daniel. Now, honey, and that's the punishment. How so? Honey, Hasach from the notion of chatoch, which means that he was cut down. He was cut down from his greatness. He was a great person, and he was cut down from that. So then, all right. So the fact that he was in a chashuva position, now he's a very low position. There you go. You see it. That was his punishment. Leman damer shekol divrei malchus nechtochin al piv. It means that everything was cut by his words. Meaning he's the one who cuts the check, who cuts the deal. They all listen to what he says. And Michael, remember what he finally was punished. The shadi leguba de ar yuvasa, that he was thrown into the pit of lions. The famous story in Daniel. Daniel begov hayroyos. And even though he didn't get harmed, just the fact that he was thrown into it, that itself was a punishment. Okay. Next part of the mission, we said, I call Minhag HaMedina. Everything goes according to the Minhag HaMedina. If you build it with different types of stones, whether it's a 6 Tvachim, 1, 5 Tvachim, 4, 3, all of these go according to the Minhag HaMedina. HaKol, let's say, whenever we say HaKol, that everything goes according to. We said all we explicitly spelled out the different types of ways that can be built. What's HaKol coming to include? HaKol, let's say, to include a place with the Yehutza Bedufna. Rashi says this Hutza is Lulve de Kolim. It's a Dekel. Let me say Dekel. Palm. It's these branches that are put into the ground, where they had like these sticks in the ground, and you had these branches that went like in and out of them. And Rashi says, Vedafna's Anfe Eitz Armonim. Armonim Shakorin Lur. Oprishalo Korin Baish. Right, so that these branches are put into the ground, and you know, these palm things that were woven between them, and it made a particular type of fence. So this is not a very chashuv fence; it's actually very weak. But the point is that that is enough of a, it's still something, and therefore that's called Kirmei Medina. Therefore, we said that if it falls down, that ends up being that the makam becomes of both of them. We split up everything, and it goes to both of them. Now, the question is pshita, obviously, right? If we just said that you have to go and you have to give towards it, you have to go and you have to be involved in the building of it equally, so then of course it's going to be equal. Otsricha, we need is the nafal rishus of the char binayu, where it falls into one of their rishuyos, then you think maybe they have a chazaket, but the answer is no. Each one of them gets it's equally. Inami de faninhu chad l'rishus de day. Or we could say that maybe we need it when the wall falls and one of the people that goes and clears it onto his own property, therefore he now goes and basically takes the rights. Malatim, you would have thought, and someone goes and he wants to take it from his friend, now it's on him, a raya, to go ahead and to prove it. Kamashal men don't say it. It's either it fell to his property or actually collected into his property. Now, v'chein beginim makum shanagu ligdom mechayv v'nosel, so we also said in the Mishnah that similarly, if it were to be a gina as well, not only a chatzar, but a gina, the place where knowing to make a gather, mechayv is that we force each one to go and to be part of it. Hagu v'kasha. Amru,
We said, in a place where there's a market where there are no way to go in and make a gina, so we're going to make this guy to go into this fence. That means that if it's a stam situation, there's no actual custom that's going on over here, you're not going to make chayim to do it. But I'm safe for what happens at the end of the mission, which says, but in a bika, in a valley where they have over there, chitim, where they have wheat over there, there are different grain, that is a place where they don't go ahead and make a chatzah between the different fields. We're not going to mechayev a person to do it, which the mashmos is hastama mechayev neso. In a place where they dafka minig not to, that's where he doesn't have to do it, but that means when it's stam, you'd have to go and do it. So I don't get it. It's a kasha stam and stam, because first stam is saying that you don't do it, second stam is saying you do. So says the Gemara, v'hashta stam gina. Oh, okay, so the Gemara's puzzle like this. Hashta stam gina. Now, in the case of a stam gina, in a regular garden, that doesn't have a minig, Amar Dlo, you say you don't have to do it. Then stam bika mi bai, and stam bika, you have to tell me that you don't have to do it? Of course you don't have to go and do it as a bika, because that's much less of a reason why it would be damaged. Amar Abaya, comes to me to say, v'chein stam gina, similarly, by a stam gina, uvim kom shenagul ligdar bebika, or in a place where they go and they put up a fence, mechayvin, so then we're going to mechayv him to go ahead and to put up a fence as well. It says, well, Amalei Rav Imkain, if that's really true, that it's talking about two different cases, my aval, what does it mean? The case number one, aval, but, which means that no case of the valley was talking about before. Allah, my Rav, this is what it means to say. The chain stam gina kim makom shenagul ligdar dami. A stam gina, a regular garden, is like a place where they go and they put up a wall. A mechayim is going to mechayim him. A stam bika kim makom shenagul dami. But a stam bika is like a place that they don't know to do it. A mechayim is going to mechayim to do it. Next part of Mishnah. Elim rotsa konis etoch shelo bonov zechazes. If the one of the people want to go and do it in this bika and he wants to build himself a fence, okay, so go into your own field. In other words, you don't take from the other guy's field at all. It's not like split half because the guy doesn't want it all. And then you go, you have to make a sign to make it clear that this fence belongs to him. My chazes, what exactly is a sign? I'm going to see a back and a forth here. What he does is he kind of bends over the top of it a little bit, in a way, facing the friend, that there's a sign that this belongs to him. So it's more of Vinavid Milgav. Why doesn't he make the sign on the inside? What does that mean? You're bending on the outside. Bending means that you build it out a little more on the top. Right? So let him do it on the inside. So Avid Chavir Namib Bilvar. No, because if he does it on the inside, then the neighbor who's going to want to pull some shtick over here is going to do it on the outside, which is going to show his property. It's both of ours. Right? So do it on the outside, then that's going to be the way that we know, because if it's on the outside, that's the only way place he can able, he's able to reach the guy, and then we say that still belongs to the inside guy. That's how you go and you do it. Says the Gemara, Yachi, if it's really true that we're worried that he's going to pull shtick, then Hashanami Gai is Lichare. Even now that it's on the outside, the friend who it doesn't belong to, we'll call it the green field and the red field. The green field is the guy whose offense belongs to. The red field is the one that it doesn't belong to. Let's don't do this. Right? So he's going to pull shtick over here. What's going to do? He's going to start like cutting away at it, that is going to smooth it out. Look, there's no sign over here, so it really belongs to both of us. Kizuza made the idea. Says, no, when the red guy goes and does that, it's going to be clear that that's what happened. You're going to look at the wall and see that it was smoothed out. Then we know it really belongs to the green guy. Some say, that really the green guy wants to make the fence, he should bend it towards himself, his own property. If it happened in the fire, why don't we do it on the outside? No, guys, we're worried that the red guy's going to go and smooth it off. It's really both of us. If that's really true, he can go and attach another side on the other side of it towards him. He's going to say it's both of us. So it's going, no, when you go and you attach it after the fact, then people are going to, it's going to be clear that that's what happened. We're going to know it belongs to the green guy. Therefore, doing the inside, that's going to help. Now, v'ha mibuchutz katani, but the Mishnah says that he makes it on the outside. So how was Rav Huna saying they do it on the inside? Kasha, that's not a good question, but that's what we say nonetheless. Rabbi Yochanan Bar, beep, turn the page. Dalam base. Nishai ba'amsam milbar. What he should do is he should smear the outside with some sort of lime, as Rashi say, yitach betit amma b'rosh hakosel. Mibuchutz, go and put lime in the outside, to the top like of a, and Nasis ba'am simul bar, like on the top amma. So you don't have to actually go out and make this whole extra stone thing sticking out. For Nevid Milgavle, why does he do the lime on the inside? Why facing the outside? Because if the guy does it on the inside, the neighbor's going to do it on the outside. Red guy's going to do it on the outside and say, which really belongs to both of us. If that's really the case, the red guy's going to just peel off the sid that you put over there. He's going to say it's both of ours. So we're nah, kilufa made the other. When you see it's peeled off, everyone's going to be suspicious. They're going to realize that the guy's pulling shtick. Hutzah, when it comes to hutzah, which is made of that palm stuff, how do you go and make a sign over there? Rabbi Nachman, see, because you can't have it protruding outwards, you can't have it that it's sid over there. What's going on? So Rabbi Nachman, snufe yirechim bar, the tips of the palm material should be attached on the outside. Rashi says, Rashi hutzim, ha-hutzim yeshiv letzad sadeh chavero, go ahead and tie it and kind of attach it on the outside, so it looks nice and smooth. And yes, on the outside, you have all try to look at the pants, turn them inside out, or a shirt, and find the stitching that is kind of like that's where it's attached, and you see it. Venevin milgar, why does it do on the inside? Why does it go against the outside? Because avinami mechavi milbar. Because if you do it on the inside, then the friend's going to do it on the outside also. And so didi v'didei, it's both of ours. Yachiv, that's what they're worried about. The hashta nami goyis v'shadali. The guy's going to like chop off the outside sim that you made. V'amar didei v'didei, it's ours. So this is not gemara. So mashrik le tina. So put it with mud so you're not able to go into to cut it off. It strengthens it. And I'll say there. It says, Hashtanami, I'll see Chavi Bukalfa. He's going to peel all that stuff off. And let's say it belongs to both. It says, no, Kilufa made the idea. You're going to be able to see it's clear that that was peeled off, and then it's going to be obvious. Abayam, Hutza, less late to Kanta. Abay says, no, you're right. When it comes to Hutza, there's no Takana, the Bashtar. You have to write a star, otherwise you're going to mess it over. It says, Im also Echad, Yovi Edim, Viyachsamulo. You should bring Edim and be signed, and just start that. Vim Asushtaim, Yahidu Edim, Yachtamu, and go and sign it. It's fairly Kufla, the Tina, Mealuya. They're not going to figure it out by those types of simanim. Next part of Mishnah, im asu midashneim. Let's say they decided both of them want to make this wall over here. So we say that the wall built by two of them, you have to have two signs that are put up over here, and that we know what's going on. So it's going on. Amalei Rava mi prazika l'ravashi lo yasu lo zeh v'lo zeh. Why don't neither of them go and make the sign? Then we're going to know that both of them will own it. Why do you have to go and make a sign for both sides? If both don't do it, then we'll know that it belongs to both of them. Amalei, lo tzricha, when do we need it? The kodem b'chadem b'nayv avad didei. In the chanami, we don't have to make any sign, neither. But if one jumped up and he actually did do it, Rashi says, asa chazis b'chutz, he makes his chazis, then, you know, that's what it does. If he lo avad chavre, but his friend doesn't go and do that right away, you know, if the other one doesn't jump and do it right away, then amad didei, who he's going to say that it really belongs to him. And therefore, if that happens, go and jump on it. But if there were no signs in either way, then we know that both of them belongs to both of them. Amarlei v'tana takanta l'ramai kamashalom. What are you? You think Rashi's bitamia v'chim yipnei the agus v'moyim ich bil tana l'misnei hamas. He said because we have Ramayim over here, we're going to go and you're going to teach us how to fix it. Like, well, what's going on? We don't deal with Ramayim all the time. What's happening here? Amalei, Vareisha left the country of Ramayim. What isn't the Reisha also talking about the Takana of Ramayim over here? To make sure people are not going to do shtick? Because here it's saying, make sure that you make a sign on both of you. Why? Because if you don't, then the Ramayim is going to do it. But why would you talk about Ramayim? He says, what do you mean? The last 5 minutes we've been talking about Ramayim. He says, no, Amalei, Bishlam, Reisha, with the Reisha, Tani Dina, taught the Din. If I had to go and do it, you put it on the outside, so you know who it is. You put it on the inside, you know who it is. You put the lime, all the different things. And then, Umishum Dina, Tani Takanta, once we taught what the Din was, and we to takon in case something's going to happen to it. But over here, Eliseva, the Seva Dina Katani, the Katani, the Katani, Takanta, right? Did it go and teach anything that now we're going to teach how to fix it? Doesn't make any sense. Amravina Hachabhutse Askinan. Vina says, this case we're dealing with at the end, we're talking about the Hutza, which is the palm material, the Afukim, the Abaye, and it's coming to go ahead and to exclude that which Abaye says. We have to have simanim to go get to buy it. The Amar Hutza Lesa Takanta El Bishtar, who said that the only way to do it is with a shtar. Kamash Malan, the Bechaz Saga. He says, no, it's enough to go ahead and to, that a sign will work to go and to prove what's going on over here. Okay, Zuck, the next Halakha Mishnah. Makiv is Chavir Mishal Shuchosav. Imagine you have a field, and then someone has a field to your left, to your right, let's put it this way, to the east, to the west, and to the north. So it's kind of, you're surrounded on three sides. The Goddess of Rishonav is Ashtev and Shlishis. That guy goes ahead and he decides to fence in the three different sides, which means that now your field is fenced in on three different sides, but not on the fourth side. Rashi says, Shakana Gimel Sados, Saviv Sada Chavir, Lashloshis Mitzrea, the Goddess of Shlosh. And he fenced them off. And him says, "I'm sorry, the middle one, Zemukaf Mishal Shulchosav, he's surrounded by three sides." So now, what is going to be the din? Ain mechayiv. So we're not mechayiv the guy who's living there in the middle, right? To go ahead and to have to pay for these fences. Rashi says, "Ain mechayiv." So Allah says, "Kulum." Can even stand bika makam shiragu shalodikdu. So what do you want from me? You did it yourself. That's fine. Go ahead. Rabbi Yossi Amar, "Im Amar v'gadus Raviya." So it says, if he got up and he fenced in the fourth one, the fourth wall, then Megagin love is a call. Now we go and we roll onto him the chiyav to pay for all of the mechitzos that were there. Rashi says, "Lasis chelku b'shoshes arishonos." The cave of the gadar is at sad hapasuch gully dat. Since he got up and he put a fence on the fourth side of there, and then he's being megaladas. The nichale b'mayt the gadar chaver. He's happy with what his friends did over there. Amar Rav Yudamar Shmuel halacha Rabbi Yosi Damar im amad the gadar is a revius mekaklonov is a call. The halacha goes like him. He got up and he did such a thing. Then we got it. We become pay for all of it. Loshta amad nikaf loshta amad makif. Wow, and it doesn't make a difference whether it's the nikaf, the one that was surrounded, meaning the middle field, who got up and he did it, or the mukaf. For the one, the makif, for the one that was actually had the three fields around it, he's the one who got up and do it. Man of Shach, you have to go, and this guy has to pay because he's getting enough from all these walls. It's my Rav Huna, my Kolafi Mashagad. Rav Huna says he has to pay for all according to what he actually spent on this, on building it, on building these fences, meaning even if he spent a ridiculous amount of money, built it with like the most fancy, beautiful walls. Rashi says, he used to go and he used to pay for half of it. No, he only has to pay the cheapest amount that it would cost. Rashi says, I was good with like a fence of reeds. I don't want like the stone walls. They're very expensive over here. That was Rav Chia. The Gemara says, the Kasha, of the way Rav Chia just explained it. Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah that we just saw, so that if a guy who fenced in three walls around this guy in the middle, the middle guy would pay for anything. Haravias, what does that imply? That if there's a fourth one, so we are going to be mechayev him. Right? Because the fact that he closed the whole thing now, so clearly he's getting hana over here, and therefore he's considered a case of Hayorid Tzuch Sada Chaver, which is a little Rishus. Like we know that someone goes ahead and they make their field better without any Rishus, he could be able to get money back for that. We learned that in way back when, about Messiah, right? So, like we say, Rashi brings this down. Hacha Garcina and Tanan, a Makiv is Chaver, and Megibu Chosav, Ein Mechavinaso, Aravias, Mechavinaso, Ein Masefer, Rabbi Yossi. I actually see the Gemara saying that. Haravias, Mechavinaso. Ema Seifa, says the Gemara. Now let's look at the Seifa of the Mishnah. It says, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Im Almad Vigadar, Es Aravias, Megagal, and Love is a call, or Megagal on him, all of the things over here. So what's happening is that Tanakam and Rav Yossi are saying that when the field in the middle gets closed off entirely, so now he has to go and pay for all the fences over here. What are they arguing? Bishlam of the Rav Huna, so it makes sense according to Rav Huna, the Amir HaKol Lefima HaShegadah Ba, that according to Rav Yossi, the inner field guy has to pay according to what he actually spent on it, even if it was out of stone and not out of a cheaper one. Hainu Dika Bin Tanakam and Rav Yossi. Now we see a difference between Tanakam and Rav Yossi. Tanakam is HaKol Lefima Demei Kanim Bezol in. Tanakam is saying that the inner guy, the one who's stuck in the middle, he's chayv to pay the cost of the cheapest type of things. Uma shegadar lo, but not the amount that he actually spent. If he spent it on these beautiful gold iron walls, and we also see several called if uma shegadar. He says no, everything goes according to the amount that he was gadar, that the whatever he spent on it. El chia barav, according to chia barav, that might call if he debay kanim azol. So everything goes according to the cost of the cheap reeds. My ika bein tanakam the rabbios. What's the difference between the two shitas? E to make kanim bezol lo kiyayivle, Makayovle, because according to the Tanakama, the inner field guy doesn't even give, you know, his chelik of the cheap reeds. Makayovle, what exactly is he giving him? Right? It would come out according to Chia of Yossi, doesn't make any sense. How do we understand him? No, you could say there is something that's giving him. You could say that the watchman that's there, that is the difference between them. Rashi says, Davar Muat, Shahayat Sarach Litain Lashomer, to get the Shomer, Choshana, because she become a say. You have these, the crops that are growing over here. You hire this guy, Tanakama Savar, Agar Natir In. Tanakama says that the inner guy goes, he has to pay what's equal to hiring this guy, right? The small amount they have to pay. And the Mekon Mazol, low, but you don't have to pay the Mekon Mazol. Because he could say that I always have a watchman. I don't want to have a fence. It's apparently cheaper to have a watchman. Rabbi Yossi suffered to make Kanim Bezol. They have to pay to make Kanim Bezol. The cheapest way of paying for gating the field. V-boy same. Another difference could be between them is that Rishon Shni or Shlishi Zigabinah, the first, second, and third one is between them, right? Everyone's going to be masking that that the payment is the cost of the cheaper one. Tanakama suffered Raviya Sudi Avle, that he has to pay them for the fourth wall. About Rishon Shni or Shlishi Zigabinah, he doesn't have to pay for that. And Rabbi Yossi Savar, Rishon Shni or Shlishi Zigabinah, you also have to pay for those three things, even if it's the cheaper style. E boy, same. Another answer is that Ema Makif Nikaf Yigabinah. The difference between them is the one who's a Makif, the one who's being surrounding the three field guy, or Nikaf, the one who's in the middle. The Tanakama over time and Dama Nikaf. The Tanakama says that because the Nikaf, the one who's in the middle, he goes, he got to be built a fence, the fourth fence. And when God loves his call, now we have to pay him, he has to pay for everything. If Amad Makif, but if the one who's being the three fences, now to be the fourth fence, Inu Nosa Loyal to me Revius, he only has to give him the amount of the fourth one over there. But Rabbi Yossi Savar Lo Shna Nikav Lo Shna Makav. I don't care who did it. Emor Vigada Megagel Lo Vitzkol. He's got to do all of them. Lishtachin. Another answer is Makav Nikav Yikubinah. Makav Nikav is the difference between them. Tanakama Savar Im Gadar Makav Tzarvias. If the Makav was the one who was surrounding, he did it. Then Nami Oivle. He has to go and he has to give money for all of them. And Rabbi Yossi Savar Im Amad Nikav Vigada Tzarvias. He got to do the fourth one. Who the Yoivle? Then he has to give, hold on. Sorry, back it up one step. That is that Tanakama Savar Im Gadar Makif Tzarvias. If the fourth one was done by the outside guy who did the other three, then Rabbi Yoivle, he has to go and pay for the whole thing. The other guys would pay anything. Rabbi Yossi Savar Im Amad Nikaf Gadar Tzarvias, and who Yoivle, he has to now pay. To go like that to Nichale, he wants this. Aval Im Gadar Makif. But if the Makif did it, then Lo Yoivle Midi, he doesn't have to go. He doesn't have to pay anything. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.